USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware, taking questions from reporters after giving a statement. It's the first time the former vice president has taken questions from reporters in 89 days. The former vice president says we need the World Health Organization to help us fight the coronavirus pandemic.
We have to immediately restore our relationship with the World Health Organization for all its shortcomings and missteps around COVID-19. This is why WHO was created. It is essential to coordinating the global response during a pandemic, and the United States should be leading that response as we had in the past.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell are testifying before the House on their response to the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.